The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals.
In this year of familiar faces, Week 15 finds the Bengals going head-to-head with Mike Zimmer's NFC North leading Minnesota Vikings. The visit marks the first trip to U.S. Bank Stadium, home of Super Bowl 52, where the orange and black look to withdraw a W. We'll break it down next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis. Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with head coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horde. He is Dave Lapham, and this week the Bengals head to Minnesota to take on Mike Zimmer's Vikings. Coach, you have faced four members of your so-called coaching tree in the past: Hugh Jackson, Vance Joseph, Jay Gruden, and Leslie Frazier, and now for the first time, head-to-head against Zim. What makes him unique?
Well, I think he's, they've done a really good job of building a very physical, strong football team there, and just been true to basics and fundamentals, and they're playing really good fundamental football. And on offense, the quarterback has made good decisions. When the play has not been quite what they expected, he's run the football out of trouble and made the first down or moved and threw it away, whatever he's had to do, but not have negative and bad plays. And they kind of grew up their offensive line from a year ago, kind of a group that wasn't as playing as well, and this year they're playing better together, and which is the maturity level that has to come from the NFL. So I think they've done a really good job, and then the defensive guys have been together there for all Mike's time there now, and you can see the benefit of that.
Antonio Brown leads the NFL in receiving yards. DeAndre Hopkins is second. Adam Thielen tied for third. I don't think that many people even knew of Adam Thielen going into this year. Describe him a little bit.
Well, Adam is a guy who played there locally and came into the league as a college free agent and has earned his opportunity and continues to make good on it. He's a guy who has good speed, and he has great hands. He's tough. He'll do all the dirty work, and he enjoys every day he's in the National Football League. So I got a chance to spend some time with him this summer, and so you're when you're not playing against him, you're rooting for him.
It's hard to win eight in a row in the National Football League like they did. They lost a tough game down in Carolina to stop that streak. But Case Keenum, I don't think anybody would have said before the season started that Case Keenum would be taking the Minnesota Vikings to where they are right now. He seems to be a guy that's adverse to turnover. He wants to take care of the football, doesn't he?
He does. He does a great job, as I said earlier, and when he's gotten a chance to play in the NFL, he's been productive. So this isn't a surprise, and that's why they had brought him up there to begin with, because Pat was familiar with him from having him there in St. Louis with him.
Everson Griffin's been to the Pro Bowl the last 2 years. He's got 13 sacks so far this year. Do you consider him among the league's best?
He is. He's got the three base pass rush moves you want to have for an end. His ability to knock down the hands and beat you that way, his ability to run around your edge, and his ability to spin and beat you inside. So he's got the three basics down pretty good.
All right, let's go to the telestrator and take a look at some video from last week.
All right, we got to start here with the defense. And, some things we need to do much better on defense in this football game. And it started a lot with being up front. And, we had some running plays that we didn't get quite fitted right. And here's a good job here of, we just back to, unfortunately with some new people and back fundamentally and so forth and fitting things right and consistent. Because what happens is when things get going wrong way, you try to do a little bit too much. And you can see the grabs here. We're getting grabbed here. We're getting grabbed here. And we didn't react very well to that early in the football game and get off the blocks and go make plays. We've got a play coming off here and a good job here of Michael here setting this edge and then falling back. But playing downhill, this is key that we do that. And we're going to get some of these same plays here. But again, we could be a little bit more over here, a little bit more over here, and react to the formation a little bit better to put us in a better position so we don't make this a tough play. Taking a look offensively, this is first third down of the game. And again, a good job here on the route here. And again, I was a little upset on the play because I ended up having to challenge this play because you can see where his feet are. He's clearly at the above the line to gain. The line to gain was there at about the 18 and a little bit, and he's clearly at the 19, you know, beyond the 19, and then at the 19 when he comes back to catch the football. So, but a good job of protection, and again, we're getting a lot of this drop eight stuff. We got to understand and recognize it there and make the play there, and we get pulled back from it. So good job in the running game here. You can see that we look at it from behind the offense here. A nice job here cutting the defense there, there, and then Gio taking the ball up in there, and that's what you got to have. And then here again, just a good development of the route here by Joe. You can see them looking to double AJ sitting in here. So LaFell gets the one-on-one. We got a one-on-one here, and we got a one-on-one to the corner there. And Annie takes that one-on-one there with them looking to double AJ you see in there. And we take the one-on-one for a touchdown.
Coach, best of luck this week.
All right. Thank you.